welcome, Lisa.
Thank you so much, Freeman. Good morning, everyone. I love Wellness Wednesdays.
I love them, too, and I love the conversations we have. Now, today we have an angle that we're coming at wellness from, which I don't think most people approach it from this vantage point, and this is about emotional wellness. This is about maybe even spiritual wellness. It's the mind-body-spirit connection, because I think when we think wellness, we often think just food and exercise, and while you and I both, Lisa, think that those are clearly important factors, if the emotional/spiritual piece is not in place, then the actual chances of somebody having a healthy diet and exercise, regimen, it's not very likely.
You can know everything. I mean, a lot of people know what foods we should be eating, what we shouldn't be eating, what type of exercise, how often. But if you have emotional issues that are blocking you from making the healthier choices because they're your coping mechanisms, you can know every fact in the world.
The therapist, if it's not a good therapist, and there's plenty of bad therapists out there.
That's what I worry about with some people I know, too.
Yeah. Big time. Because what's happening a lot, I'm apprehensive to jump on that one.
Really? I'd love you to jump on that one.
All right, let's do it then. Here's what I want to talk about, because this actually could help listeners. I support therapy in a particular way. There's a way in which the exploration of our emotional history, better understand ourselves so that we can move forward, is in fact important. But there's a fundamental primary distinction that we must make. And if we don't make this distinction, the opposite can be true. The therapeutic process, traditional talk therapy, psychotherapy, can actually be damaging, in my opinion, from my perspective. And I want to share that with the audience and obviously with you, Lisa, because I think there's a critical distinction that changes the game.
Yeah, I've definitely seen both. You know, I worry about people that have been going to therapy for years and years about the choices that they're making. And I think to myself, is their therapist telling them that? Because that seems a little wacky to me. I don't know. I'm so sophisticated here, wacky, but it just does.
No, that's the right language, wacky. And I also like the word crazy sometimes.
I love bioenergetic therapy because, you know, the whole theory with that is that you store trauma in your tissues and stress and tightness in your body. So you do different physical movements. You don't just sit on a chair. You're bent over. You feel this shaking in your legs. I like having a big stack of pillows and a bat. I mean, that's just...
Yes, you can move through the anger and come through with an incredible clarity. And I know that the work that you've done, the energetic release work, has that quality, doesn't it?
Oh, it completely does. And when you have a cry where you actually, like I had a cry about my mom dying and then my grandpa dying 6 months apart, which I never really cried a lot. I mean, I did a little. I literally fell over. I fell on the floor. I couldn't even stand up. And afterwards, I felt better than I had in years.
Higher than a kite.
Higher, yes, it was amazing.
And that's our show today. But, you know, it's been such a joy, Lisa Davis, to have this conversation with you. It's always a joy. I mean, I'm so grateful that I have you to talk to, both as a friend but also on air, because I really think the conversation is honest, it's real, just the idea that we've sort of told our truth. And I hope it helps some folks.
Oh, I definitely think so. I really do. Freeman, you're just fabulous.
Oh, bless you.